And the inside part of an egg, you've already used a term for it, but what do you call it?
Yolk.
Okay, that's not what you called it a minute ago. Though.
But I say the yellow.
Yes, uh-huh.
The yellows and the whites.
Yes, uh-huh. Okay, good. Then, if you cooked eggs in hot water, what would you call them, you know, in the shell?
Boiled.
Suppose you cracked them and let them fall into hot water.
Poached eggs.
All right. And what would you call the kind of fat salt meat that you might boil with greens?
Fatback.
Any other terms for that?
I don't know.
White meat?
Yes, white meat. I have heard white meat.
Is it the same?
I think. I don't know.
Streak of something?
Stricoline is the one. But now the fatback and the white meat, mm-hmm. This may be just my own head idea, but I think of them as having no lean to it. And then the stricoline is more like bacon, but in a slab.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say bacon, do you mean sliced?
Sliced bacon, that's okay. What I mean. Mm.
Okay, well, do you have a term for the same kind of meat as bacon but unsliced? That streak of lean?
That I would think streak of lean, uh-huh.
All right, how about cutting the side of a hog? What would you call that?
A side of bacon.
Okay.
But yes, that's right.
And then what is the outside of the bacon called that has to be sliced off?
The rind.
All right, and if... the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain.
Sausage.
And the man who sells meat in the store is the...
Butcher.
And if you had kept meat too long and it was no longer fit to eat, you would say it has...
Spoiled.
Mm-hmm. What if that has happened to butter? What would you say it is?
Rancid. Mm-hmm.
And after you butcher a hog, what would you make with the meat from its head?
Hog's head, I guess. Sow's meat?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you
is
get
that
it?
What you call it? Yes.
Well, I know there is a sauce meat.
Would you ever call it press meat?
Yeah, press meat.
Is well, that the same as sauce meat?
I don't know, I guess.
Have you eaten
it? You know, come to think about it, sauce meat. I know.
What?
Press meat is what we called it when I was a child.
Okay.
Press meat.
Yes.
All right. Where I got the souse meat was from my mother-in-law, who was German.
Oh.
Souse meat is what she called
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was the same thing, I think.
You don't call it hogshead cheese? Or might you?
No.
You don't know that term at all?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay. I think both pressed meat and souse meat are all right for North Alabama, though. I think
uh-huh.
both terms are used in this
uh-huh.
part. What would you call a dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver? If you ever did it. Or saw it or heard of it. How about using the hog blood? Did you ever do that? Or see it done?
Oh, now that's another thing. No, I never saw it done, but that's another thing. Would you make liver sausage
mm-hmm.
and blood sausage?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was my mother-in-law, too. That's
German.
Another German thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How about taking the juice from the souse or the liver sausage and, I better read this so I get it right, stir it with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it and then later slice and fry it?
Oh, yes. We did that, but let's see, what did we call it? I hadn't thought of that in years. I can't even remember what we called it. Can't remember.
Well, this is supposed to be a description of scrapple. Do you know that?
Scrapple, yes!
That is
yes,
the right term.
Yes,
okay,
that's
good.
It. That's uh-huh. it.
How about butter, not butter, milk that is you kept on hand until it gets thick so that you can use it in cooking or
uh-huh.
just eat it? What would you call that?
Sour milk.
Well, this, I think it's something more butter specialized
milk.
Than
I
that.
I mean, but that's, buttermilk is made.
Mm-hmm. Now this is something you can't do it with modern milk.
Oh, clabber.
Yeah, that's
clabber. Oh, yes.
And then what kind of cheese could you make from clabber?
I can make cottage cheese.
Mm-hmm. And after, right after you milk, since you know how to milk a cow, what is the